With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A deadly winter storm is gripping the eastern part of the country, and as Bob Agnew reports, it may have played a role in the sinking of a fishing vessel off the coast of Massachusetts.
The investigation has just begun, but the Coast Guard Search and Rescue Coordinator, Tim Jones, says sea spray combined with a bitter cold may have been a factor.
As the sea spray covers over the boat, and then it quickly freezes when it hits the cold metal,
posing a grave danger to the fully loaded Lily Jean and her crew of seven.
As it upsets the righting arm of the ship and makes it more likely to potentially capsize.
A sudden event that experts say may be why the crew had no time to issue a mayday. Coast Guard audio, courtesy of WBZ in Boston. Bob Agnew reporting.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orvik says millions of people are in a deep freeze.
There's nearly 216 million people that are under some type of cold advisory, either an extreme cold warning or freeze watches or cold weather advisories. And then you add on the nearly 26 million people that are under winter storm warnings across the Carolinas, Southern Appalachians. It comes to almost 242 million people that are affected by the winter weather across the central to eastern United States.
A Mardi Gras parade in Clinton, Louisiana yesterday turned violent after a shooting outside the East Feliciana Parish Courthouse. Reports say at least three people were shot with up to six injured. One of the victims reported to be a child. Newly released files on Jeffrey Epstein have prompted the resignation of a top official in Slovakia and revived calls in Britain for a former prince to cooperate with authorities. The official resigned Saturday from his role as an advisor to Slovakia's prime minister. President Trump instructing Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to not intervene in protests in Democratic-led cities. Religion is retreating in Europe, and as correspondent Michael Harrington reports, a new poll is a bit surprising.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a lot of people on the continent are abandoning faith. In 2010, 74% of Europeans called themselves Christians. Now only 67% do. Over the same period, the number of people who identify as Jews dropped nearly 10%. Pew says the group that's really growing is the unaffiliated. The share of atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular religion is up 37%. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is expanding a ban on foreign aid to include assistance going to international and domestic organizations that promote transgenderism as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. An administration official says the State Department has established rules that expand the scope of the Mexico City policy, which bars U.S. taxpayer dollars from promoting abortion abroad. This is SRN News. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or SAVE Act, is a proposed law that would require U.S. citizens to provide documented proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or passport, when registering to vote. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick believes Congress will pass this measure.
I think there's a growing support among Republicans to make sure we get this done, and the support we get it done this year. And, I think that momentum is going to be hard to overcome.
Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says passage of the SAVE Act is a priority.
The reason it's so important is that there's not only evidence of illegal immigrants voting. What can happen in many states is they can get a driver's license without proof of citizenship, and then that driver's license allows them to vote in many states. So this is the reason that I think it's such a critical thing to do.
The Republican from the Keystone State made his comments to the Salem Radio Network.